Welcome to The Hitch, week two. Hi.
Hi.
It's day 13. Yep.
We are in Austin, Texas, just east of town, I think, is the location.
We're here. Yep.
And it's a really nice night. Sitting outside again.
It's breezy.
Yeah,
which
breezy.
Feels good.
Kind of a cool breeze. Yeah. Hot sun earlier.
Yeah, but, it's real hot.
But yeah, it's nice to be here. We're going
to
be here now
it
for
is
a
nice
full
to be
week.
Here. I'm excited because even though towing's been going great, like
it's nice to
we've had
in.
3 tow days in a row, and even though today's was short, but I'm ready to just
definitely
settle in, put things in the fridge, all that stuff, and just drive a car without a giant thing behind it.
Totally.
Just makes it easier.
Totally. But yeah, today was fun because instead of immediately getting up and having to tow again, Austin was only about an hour and a half, really 2 hours with a big accident that we had to deal with, away from Waco. So, and the checkout of the place we were in Waco was 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And check-in here was at 3, so it was kind of perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect. So we had basically, a good chunk of the day.
Yeah.
Where we were in Waco.
Which was awesome.
Yeah,
it was really fun. A really nice way of just basically doing an overnight, but feeling like you'd actually
visited a little bit.
Visited a little and done
something. Seen something besides just the campground.
And Janice, what did we see?
Well, we were in Waco, so we, like 50,000 other people
a week,
we found, visited Magnolia Market Silo. Is that what it's called? Market
I
Silo?
Don't know. Something.
Chip and Joanna's empire.
Yes.
Call it.
HGTV superstars.
Yes.
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Fixer Upper fame.
Yes. That's the show. Fixer Upper.
And now they have written like 700 books.
They have like a line at Target.
They have a line. I mean, you know who they are, even if you haven't watched the show, I would imagine, if you shop at Target and all of that. And we have watched the show. We're not like super fans or anything, nothing against it. I mean, we've enjoyed it. But we were like, well, we're here. Like, we're literally in Waco.
Oh, don't they have a store?
Yeah,
oh, we should go to their store. That would be kind of funny.
And
this, there's not that much else in Waco.
We'll just swing by the store, maybe get a couple things. Walk around.
Waco is very conducive to compounds.
It was a lot more than I had realized.
Much more.
I mean, I was expecting it to be fairly large, and I was expecting a number of people to be there. But nothing on the scale of what we encountered. It was shockingly crowded.
Well, and also it was like
large.
A city square, city block.
Yeah, it's huge.
It is a compound. There is no other word to describe it than it is like a shopping compound.
And it was like bees inside a hive, like
so full,
just buzzing around. So many people, like, so many people that when I went in, I was just like, ugh, I gotta get out of here immediately.
And I definitely had that moment of, wait a second, we don't even really like this show. What are we doing here?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we don't dislike it, but we're not like fans.
I mean, so maybe we should contextualize our HGTV watching.
Right.
I don't think we have ever watched it at home.
At home, right.
It is exclusively a thing that we watch if we're staying in a hotel.
Well, and this comes from years and years of never having cable.
Yeah.
And so when we would stay in a hotel, it was always like,
let's
watch HGTV. And the funny thing is we have cable at home now. And we
have
the ability to watch it. But for us, it's like this fun thing we do when we travel.
Yeah.
And so we don't watch it that often because we don't watch it in the trailer either.
I mean,
it's like a hotel
watched
thing.
Watched HGTV a couple of times
actually,
when I've
we
been
have.
Doing some
but
work.
A lot
but,
of campgrounds don't have it.
Right.
Like
you've got to have a pretty good cable package
to get that HGTV.
Yeah.
So we haven't done it much. Anyway, point being, for whatever reason, it's something we do on occasion
and
on a regular basis.
And suddenly we were at this place with like
super fans.
Thousands of
super fans. Okay, and we went fairly early.
Yeah, it was like 9:45 in the morning.
I thought, we'll get in, we'll get out. And we just pulled up And there were...
There were like Disney-style lines.
There were tour buses.
Yeah.
And a trolley. And
it was so...
And police officers, yeah, you know, helping wild. To maintain the order.
Because...
It was wild.
Waco, driving around it, going to Whataburger, you know, it's a pretty sleepy town.
Yeah.
You know, there is a lot outside of this sort of district that has formed around this thing, which is like very sort of fixed up and fancy and, you know, that sort of thing. The rest of Waco, or at least the parts that we saw,
yeah,
has a real feeling of sort of the land that time forgot, you know,
yeah,
like there are multiple
signs for businesses look like they're from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. A lot of the buildings are quite old.
Yeah.
Many of them are kind of run down.
Yeah, and it's that kind of thing that when you grow up in the Midwest or the West where you did,
mm-hmm.
It always surprises me when I go to California, for instance, where it never gets cold.
Right.
That things can be kind of a little more run down than get in the Midwest because...
True.
The winter doesn't eat away at it.
Right.
And that's true in Texas as mm-hmm. well. And so it just had that whole feeling of like everything was a little sun bleached. Everything was a little more weathered than you would expect. Like it was a real quiet town till you get to this like one block.
Yeah, we're just like
bananas.
So many people were smashed in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was, I was looking around like, can I even handle this crowd?
I couldn't.
And
I was like,
you were like,
I was,
see ya.
Took the three-year-old who was not into the store.
No.
The store was really where the crowd was. Like, it was really
people were buying,
bananas.
Buying. Man, I can't even imagine how much money they're raking in.
I mean, it was like, candles were $30.
Yeah, candles were like
they
$30.
They had a like.
Things were expensive.
Yeah, a little signboard
you know,
that you can clip letters into that you could probably get at like Office Depot for $30. They had for like $165.
Yeah, stuff
you know,
was
that
definitely
kind of
overpriced.
Yeah.
And yet people were just buy. It was wild. And also we, a while back now, when was it even? We went to, what is it called? Antiques Archaeology.
Antique Archaeology.
Which is
the American
store, the American
show
Pickers
store in LaClaire, Iowa.
Right.
It was on our way back from,
it was
spring break.
Okay. That's what I thought.
We
it wasn't that long
seeing,
ago. So that was at the end of March. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a quick drive out. Well, not quick, but we went out to Colorado and then back. And on the way back, we were like, you know what? Let's stop at Antique Art. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Antique Archaeology.
I think because we had like watched it on cable
because
at the hotel in Omaha the night before. And we were like, oh, you know what? We're going to drive right by that place. Let's
stop.
Go. And
it's really cute.
It's a
like
small,
two stores,
yeah, two
modest
stores.
Buildings.
In a very small town.
Small town.
And there were like two other people there.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And it was like,
was
oh, this
cute.
Is funny. We saw this show
looked,
on TV.
You know, like the building that, you know, they shoot the front of it. And it looked like that. And it was so in our minds. And it's great. It's very cute. And they have little souvenirs and stuff. And but it wasn't very crowded. And it wasn't very big. And we...
Yeah.
I guess I had, I knew it would be bigger than that. I knew it. But I still had that in my head as like the scale of like a TV show store.
Yeah.
And then it was like.
It was like a theme park for shiplap.
It was insane. It really was.
It was insane.
I know. A friend of mine was like, how was it? And I was like, insane.
Yeah.
Because it was so, just so over the top. Like so many people that it was. Shocking to me.
And
I mean, I knew it would be crowded, but this was like next level.
And I feel like we haven't adequately described the compound. So
okay.
It is called the silos because there are two like very large, probably grain silos that
imagine.
Kind of mark
that are on
the
property.
Space. And they're very rusty, you know, kind of old grain silos. Then there is a large like farm outbuilding that is the main store. And that was
huge.
The one that was, like, just wall-to-wall people. Then they have this extensive lawn area that seems like it also has a stage in front of it. So maybe they use it for events or you can rent it out for weddings or
and
whatever.
And it's sort of, it's sort of, like, in the middle of everything.
In the middle of everything.
So they, it's like,
and then
you know,
the lawn area is ringed by food trucks.
Food trucks,
that
which
are,
is cool that they had them.
And they were local. A lot of them were like $8 iced teas and things like that.
At least two or three of them were their own brand. But it was nice. They did have a couple other restaurants and stuff.
Definitely.
It wasn't just their stuff,
totally.
Which was cool.
Then they sort of had like a garden area store. And and then like a garden store. And it was like, I feel like even in that description, it makes it sound smaller. It was really large
and
really full of people.
Okay, so it was like a garden / seed store.
Yeah.
And she, you know, they had like her garden out front or whatever. They said it was hers. Maybe it was both theirs. I don't know. Anyway, and it was really pretty. But there was a line to get into the store. There was a giant line to get into the
seed store.
And I'm like,
Can you just go to Home Depot and get
seeds? I'm not standing in that line. That line I didn't stand in. I did go into the main store. But I was like, no, I'm not waiting in like 100 degree weather to get into a seed store. But it was something to see.
It was something. And it was also,
I feel like it was an experience for sure.
I think it also,
ooh, it's windy.
Yeah, it's super windy. It also was a sort of a realization, like Waco is like a town of like 100-something thousand people, right? But it's 2 hours from Dallas-Fort Worth, which is like 2 million people between those two cities, let alone the like, you know, greater metro area. It's an hour and a half from Austin, which is almost 1 million people. And it's like that, then it's like 2 hours from San Antonio, which is another like 1 million and a half people.
So there's a lot of people around.
There is a lot of people in this little I-35 corridor. And I just hadn't really thought about that.
I hadn't either.
I think about Texas, I think of like wide open spaces, huge distances between things, but like you've got like 5 million people within 4 hours.
Well, it doesn't really let up, and certainly the traffic from before Dallas all the way to Austin,
and
it
like
is,
that is
so much traffic
out of my
traffic.
Thought and granted a week from now we're going to be going and driving where there is no one, right. But
well, we think I don't know, we'll see,
but it just really did change my thinking of what Texas is,
right?
You know, this the highway, the interstate,
there are so many lanes,
were from the point of Dallas
like
all the way
lanes
through Austin were they were like four lane across, brand new.
I mean, they
any
were great.
Flyover
really nice
that you went to feels like they opened it the day before. Like the infrastructure of Texas is unbelievable.
They've been building like mad, I'm sure, to keep up with the growth
and
that's happening in this area.
Like
and obviously
here
it's been growing. I know Austin's been like insane. But it definitely is more crowded, and certainly there were so many cars on the road and trucks and things. Like it was just like driving through a city, but like that entire way.
Right.
Which was fine. You know, it was fine. But it was just different than I thought. I mean, I knew that like Austin and Dallas would be huge,
but
I didn't think like they're
together
all
than
pretty
I
much
yeah.
and they're connected
and
by
they're
all these
essentially,
towns.
Yeah,
yeah,
fully
it
connected.
Just felt
there never really was a point in any of that drive where we were sort of in farmland again.
No, I
you
don't
know,
think
it was all
so
sort of, you know, I mean, you would get more rural, like
you'd
exurbs,
have a few breaks,
you know,
and stuff,
but it wasn't ever real quiet. And certainly not at Chip and Joanna's place.
It was a lot. There
it was also so interesting to see. I mean, that show really has not been on the air for all that long. And those silos have only been open for, I think, I saw a thing. It was like their fifth anniversary
was coming up.
And the amount of impact that you can see in this town from it, you know, the number of like copycat style stores, the number of, you know, fancy restaurants or, you know, sort of like organic-y style restaurants and farm-to-table type places and all of that. Like, none of that existed 5 years ago. You know, like, it is wild to see a place transform that fast.
I am curious, though, like, how much trickles out to non-Gaines family businesses
or businesses that directly cater to this fan base,
right? Because it seemed like it mostly was going to them. I don't know. I've no experience with this. I'm just curious. Yeah, like, how much goes out and like, to the community,
what happens
and how, like,
when,
or how much are people just going to Magnolia? Because man, it seemed like every single person was inside that compound.
It was something. And I definitely had the thought of, like, what happens when, like, white painted shiplap goes out of style,
right?
You know, like, what happens to this town that has, like, flipped,
right?
It's like the whole town is a house flip, you know,
and yet there was a lot of the town that didn't seem
yeah,
like
that's,
it was
no totally
I feel like I thought I would see more, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, there wasn't as much development as I would have thought from where we saw.
But again,
I mean,
like, 5 years, how much development can you get done?
I haven't seen Waco before. So it's like, this is my first time coming through. But there were still quite a few, you know, places that were, you
know, definitely.
Not.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, it's 130,000 people.
Right.
So,
exactly. But it was interesting. It was interesting to see that contrast. I felt like there was
a huge contrast
between like the average house you would drive by
and then
in Waco, or the
like,
average
oh,
business
one.
That you would see, and then like their insane compound.
Yeah.
It was wild.
It was wild.
I was like, whoa, a lot of people are watching this TV show, and capitalism, man.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, it is. Yeah.
It's we did have a very delicious cupcake. I will.
We did.
You know, give them credit for that.
Shout
cupcake.
Out for the cupcake.
It was a good cupcake. One. Strawberry lemonade.
But but yeah, now we are.
Now we're in Austin.
Now we're in Austin.
Outside of Austin.
City you've never been to.
I'm so excited.
A city that I have not been to.
Been here. Except for I may have come here when I was a kid, but I don't remember because I was so
little. I think
it's
been 7 or 8 years since I was last
here.
And
wow.
I know that Austin has changed a lot in that time as
a
well.
Lot.
So
yeah, I'm excited to explore. We're going to meet some friends tomorrow. That'll be great.
Tacos.
I'm ready to eat tacos like 24/7.
I already
we
made
had tacos
tonight. In the trailer tonight. Yeah, they were pretty good.
So yeah,
and
we'll see what tomorrow brings.
We'll see you then
in Austin.
Bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you on
the
road.